O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 27. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 27 by Poor Bishop Hooper. Rocking melodic intervals repeat in both the vocal and keyboard parts. The gentle rhythm has a lulling effect, a calm reminder that we never need to be afraid. The Lord cares for us and provides light in the midst of darkness. Throughout, the solo voice brings to life the first-person nature of this psalm.
Of the Lord, all of my days. the house of the Lord. All of my days I'm certain I will live in the house of the Lord. All of my days I know I will delight in the house of the Lord. All of my days, all of my days, all of my days.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers come against me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies stumbled and fell. Though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. For he will conceal me in his shelter in the day of adversity. He will hide me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Then my head will be high above my enemies around me. I will offer sacrifices in his tent with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Lord, hear my voice when I call. Be gracious to me and answer me. My heart says this about you. Seek his face. Lord, I will seek your face. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not leave me or abandon me, God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me. Because of my adversaries, show me your way, Lord, and lead me on a level path. Do not give me over to the will of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing violence. I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book, The Bomber Mafia, dedicates a lot of time and attention to the highly decorated and very complicated World War II general, Curtis LeMay. While it's hard to know what to make of LeMay's legacy, one thing was absolutely certain about the man. He was obsessed with planes. Everything about them absolutely captivated him. And that obsession began when LeMay was just a boy. In his memoirs, which were otherwise just plain, straightforward prose, LeMay tells a story that sounds more like poetry than anything else. He writes, "Suddenly, in the air above me, appeared a flying machine. It came from nowhere. There it was, and I wanted to catch it." It was 1910. LeMay was 5 years old. He was in the backyard of his struggling neighborhood where his family lived in Columbus, Ohio. And that plane was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen. He ran across neighbors' backyards, vacant lots, down sidewalks, but of course he couldn't catch it. After it was gone, he went back home and he wept. He didn't know how to respond to such beauty. And that encounter with beauty changed the entire trajectory of his life. See, beauty is able to do that. And we see that in this psalm. In Psalm 27, David describes the power beauty has to move and transform us, to enable us to endure just about anything that life has to throw at us. In verse 3, David, the psalmist, writes, "Though an army deploys against me." And later on in verse 10, he says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me." What David is doing here is running the gamut of human suffering. He looks first at external dangers that he has faced, literal armies laying in wait for him, desiring to eat up his flesh like wild animals. Then he looks at internal threats, being forsaken by his own parents, his family. He's running the gamut of human pain and loss, saying, if I were to face the greatest imaginable pain in this life, there is one thing I know would get me through. In verse 4, he writes, "I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple." David doesn't say, God, let me know that I'm going to triumph over this army, or assure me that my foundational relationships will be restored, then I'll be all right. No, instead he says, God, let me see more of you. Allow me to behold your beauty. Then I know I will be okay. This is my one thing. So I'd encourage you to take some time in these next few moments and throughout the day to reflect on the beauty of God. Observe what he has made and give him the glory that he is due. Think on the beauty of his grace and how that's been revealed in Jesus. That is the sort of beauty that can bolster us to face whatever life may throw our way. Let's close now with this prayer from Columbanus. I beseech you, merciful God, to allow me to drink from the stream that flows from your fountain of life. May I taste the sweet beauty of its waters, which sprang from the very depths of your truth. O Lord, you are that fountain from which I desire with all my heart to drink. Give me, Lord Jesus, this water, that I may quench the burning spiritual thirst within my soul and purify me from all sin. I know, King of Glory, that I'm asking from you a great gift, but you give to your faithful people without counting the cost, and you promise even greater things in the future. Indeed, nothing is greater than yourself, and you have given yourself to humankind on the cross. Therefore, in praying for the waters of life, I am praying that you, the source of those waters, will give yourself to me. You are my light, my salvation, my food, my drink, my God. Amen.